The Republican-backed bill seeks to improve on similar programs already in place in New York and other states that allow job seekers and employers to connect through a web-based network that lists specific jobs and the skills needed to perform them. Wisconsin Technical College System President Morna Foy told the committee considering the bill, the tech colleges can train welders, but the new system would allow colleges to design courses to train, for example, specialty welders to fill specific jobs that employers are offering.
So the welding that's going on in the shipbuilding industry up in Green Bay or in the heavy metals industry, fabrication industry down in Milwaukee is different than precision welding that might be happening up in a small fabricating company in northwest Wisconsin. We need to get down to that more specific information about what is the job, not just a blank job title.
Foy is convinced that the grant funds available for these new training programs should end up going to the tech colleges, but she says there's also the opportunity to partner with private companies that will be hiring the trainees. Bill author Senator Rich Gudex of Fond du Lac agrees.
Let's just say that there's an XYZ company is moving into Milwaukee and they have a need for 30 welders. What we can do is we can have the technical college work with that business and they could apply together. Some of the grant monies would go to the tech college to begin some of the training, and some of the monies can go directly to that business to start some of the in-house training.
Democratic state legislators support the bill but are asking for stricter accountability measures to track any grant funds that go to private companies. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.